Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about Star Wars, specifically the second half of The Mandalorian Season 3, because our schedules did not align for us to ever talk about it.
Yeah, busy times.
It was busy, and then also, like, Bad Batch was happening at the same time. I'm trying to talk about Bad Batch, and then Celebration, there's a lot. But we're here now. I don't know if we'll get through all four today. We'll try. We'll at least get through probably two. Yeah, I don't think we have to do spoiler free. You've probably seen it by now. Or had it spoiled for you. So, yeah, we'll start it. So our first episode that we have to talk about is Chapter 21, The Pirate. Which was fun.
I liked seeing the seaweed man again.
Oh yes, Gorian Shard. Yes. I like his name a lot. He's very silly. he's very Star Wars silly. And I like it. Yeah, so we're back. It was sort of, we got a little intro to this conflict with the pirates and Navarro. Like, way back in the beginning of the season, and we got to revisit it. Gorian Shard is still arguing with Greef Karga, but this time, instead of, I don't know, sending a couple guys to go have a drink at the school, he just starts bombing the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, hello?
It's the extreme step.
Yeah. So, Greef Karga sends a message to Carson Teva, who we met last season, towards the very end, to get some help from the Republic. So Carson Teva, he's at a little, like, pilot place just hanging out. Pilot. There's pilots and there's pirates. A little pilot bar, a little Harpaluk, New Republic. I don't know what things are, apparently. New Republic pilot bar. He's, like, hanging out. He's trying to figure out what to do, because he's, like, you know, the New Republic spread very thin. And he's, like, I don't know if they're gonna, like, approve this, like, because, you know, they have, there's people who are members of the New Republic that still haven't received help, just because of how much New Republic is struggling resource-wise. And he's, like, I don't know, like, Navarro's made it clear that they don't want to be a member, so, like, would it get approved to help them? And guess who comes over to talk to him? My baby.
I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't want to be like Star Wars. Is that Zeb?
Speciesist?
Well, because I was like, okay, why is he a pilot? I mean, like, that's cool, but like, is Zeb a pilot?
Yeah.
Like,
first he walked over and I thought it was just like a Lasat. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool, Lasat pilot. And I was like, wow, that Lasat looks really awesome. Like, I never would have guessed. Lasat would look so good in live action. Especially because, I think I talked about it in Jedi Fallen Order, Jarro DePaul was off-putting to me, I think because of the human eyes they gave him.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I don't know. But he looks awesome. But yeah, you hear Steve Bloom's voice, and you're like, oh, it's
yes.
It's my little Zebby Bear. Yeah.
Yes.
I was so excited. I love him.
He was very good.
And yes, so Zeb kind of talks to him and kind of, you know, he's like, good luck. You know, you should go try and help people. And yeah, I wonder what he flies. Like, I don't know if he fits in an X-Wing.
I was like, is this Zeb?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I mean, obviously Hera taught him. Obviously Hera taught him to fly.
Yes, of course.
I hope that he flies a B-Wing because, A, he could probably fit. Those cockpits are bigger than, like, X-Wings and stuff. And, B, he was there for the first flight of the B-Wing. So it would be cool if he, if he gets to fly one.
He's the master of it.
Yes. I see you. I
I'm
love him. I
excited.
missed him.
Yeah.
Where's that content? yeah, so Captain Teva goes to Coruscant to try and plead his case to the guy. Oh, what's the actor's name? He's in so many things, and he's like, he's just very funny. Tim Meadows. Tim Meadows. And he's like always, he's in so many sitcoms and stuff. Not usually he's like a main character, at least in the ones I've seen. But like, he always plays the like kind of frazzled guy who's just like, like it's too much on his plate. It's the same role. And it's really
Yeah.
funny. He's really good at it.
I like
Every time. He's
the
so
troy
funny.
giving him a hard time.
Yes. Yeah. No, this was like, oh yeah, this is Tim Meadows in Star Wars. It was so funny. But he's like, look, man, I don't like I can't send anything for you. Like, I don't have anything. There's so many people who need help. And Navarro's, again, Navarro is like insisted that they are not part of the New Republic, so like we have to prioritize people who want to be in the New Republic. And Elia Kane is also there. And
Yes.
she's kind of like
Well,
egging
she was the
on.
one that was like, yeah, they're not, they haven't paid yet.
Right, or sure, they haven't signed the charter. It's not paying, it's signing the charter. She's like, they haven't signed up. And she's like very much like, she's being like, oh, like, I'm such a good person serving the New Republic. Like, I know all the rules, but she's also like egging on. Like, she clearly does not want Navarro to receive help.
Yeah.
And I think Carson Teva even says something to her. He's like, well, no wonder no wonder the Imperial is like following all these rules and stuff. And Tim Meadows is like, come on, man. She's chill now.
She's good. And then, she's like,
She's
doesn't
like,
he say something like, oh, well, she was captured? She was like, no, I changed.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so basically, the New Republic is not going to be sending help. So Captain Teva leaves. We also see Greef Karga leading the people of Navarro like away into the like caves and hills. Trying to, he's trying to tell them like everything's gonna be okay. He's like, I told the New Republic they're gonna help us. And you're like, I don't
Yeah.
know, buddy. So we go back to Captain Teva. He goes to the Mandalorian covert, and all the Mandalorians are like, bro, how'd you find us? And he's like, oh, my friend R5, he was part of the rebellion.
Yeah, and
He
he's
told
like,
me.
well, because he was like, he made it so vague, he didn't even say R5, and they all were like, who's the traitor? And then like R5 came out.
Yeah, that's right. Which was a nice little reference to From a Certain Point of View. R5's short story in there, which is very good. Read it. Adds layers
Yes.
to that scene, in Our New Hope. But yeah, so the Mandalorians are like, okay, well, like, now we have to move. And I think it's Paz Vizsla is like, well, we can just kill him. Then we don't have to move. We'll just kill him. It's like,
Yeah.
don't do that. But
He's
yeah,
kind
so
of
basically,
important.
Captain Teva's like, look, Greef Karga is being attacked by pirates. I can't really do anything, but you can. There's a whole bunch of Mandos here, right? And oh, and also that's another thing we missed. Captain Teva's like, well, he's like, I think this is connected, like with some other stuff happening. Like, I think the Empire is, more powerful, like regrowing more than we think. and like no one really believes him. Or Eli Kane is like, that's ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy. Who would think that?
Weirdo.
That's the other thing, like, so they're like, you're crazy. So I'm also not really sure how the pirates connect to
That's what my dad and I are trying to figure out, but it didn't really
it.
work, and we overheated our brains.
Cause, yeah, I mean, because I don't think, I'm trying to remember like Gideon and Elijah's conversation in the later episode. Like, I don't think the pirates really were. I think he might have been paying them or something, we find out later. But it's like, how in the world would it tip Carson off? It's like, pirates are gonna pirate. I'm sure they're pirating everywhere because the government's not stable. They're taking advantage of it. Like, I don't know how. But, you know, he's just a smart cookie, I guess.
I don't know. I think he's also just suspicious of everything too.
That
And
too.
like maybe just anything. He's just like, it's really
Yeah.
weird. I mean, he even asked about Moff Gideon, 'cause he was like, he never even went to court. And the guy was like, I don't know. I don't know. And so he was right about that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
But then Mando has like a meeting with everyone. Is that
Yeah,
what
they
they
have a
do? Yeah.
little like family meeting. Oh, also I think there's this really nice line where Captain Tim is like, he's like, I know you're probably gonna move anyway, but I promise won't tell anyone. Who's this a nice I like that guy.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so they have a meeting and they use the armorer's hammer as like a talking stick. You know, in school when you had like the talk, like sometimes in class you're like, okay, you can only talk if you're holding the ball, and then when you're done answering the question, you toss it to the next. Like that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. And so Din is like giving a little speech, trying to, convince everyone to go help Greef Karga. He talks about how Greef helped him with the foundling, and like all that kind of stuff. Then it's Paz Vizsla's turn. And
Yeah.
Paz starts, he's like talking about all this like bad stuff that happened on Navarro and blah blah blah. And then he like really turns, he's like plot twists it. It's really funny.
Yeah, well, 'cause
Someone
just
compared it to
like
that like meme, sorry, where like Key and Peele like parody Gordon Ramsay.
Oh,
You know what I'm
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was funny.
Yeah, it also just reminded me of like what's it called? Like when Obi-Wan, like when they were all stuck in like the Obi-Wan show. What episode was that? I don't remember. They were all stuck in the like cave and the Empire was coming and Darth Vader and all of them, or not Darth Vader, the Inquisitor. And you know, he made a speech, but it was like kind of a lame speech 'cause he was like, they're better than us. They're well, you know, they're better trained than us. They have better weapons. And he just kept going. But that speech, it was whiplash.
It was. It was awesome though. It was just very funny because the way he twists, he's like, "And why should?" He's like, "Why should we do this? Because we're Mandalorian." Like,
Yeah.
he should be a public speaker, like professionally. I could see him doing like, in the auditorium at school, and you have like the motivational speaker. Should be passed.
Yes. For when I graduate, he should speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Mandos come up with a plan. They get on like Bo's ship because I think she's like the only one with a ship at the moment. And she takes the Mandos and they're like flying over. It's a really cool scene. Like the pirates are in the city now. They're done like bombing it pretty much. Like kind of just like pillaging, like terrorizing people. And then so like it was a really cool action scene. Like Din flies in, like distracts them, and then you have the Mandos on the ground, like playing Call of Duty. And it was just really cool to see them like go through the city and see like all these Mandalorians like work as a unit like this, and take out the pirates. And the armorer comes in, starts smacking people with their hammers, and it's awesome.
I like the armor a lot. I mean, even in like
I've warmed up to
Valorant
her for
stuff,
sure. I
she
really
just
like
like
her.
that's all she does. It's
No,
like completely destroy
everyone
people.
else has blasters, and she's like,
Yeah.
I don't need that. I'm better than that. So she's
It's
so cool.
amazing. But yeah. Yeah, so they pretty much take back the city, Navarro. The pirate crashes, goes down with his ship, which like I guess that's the last we'll see of him.
Gorian Shard crashes. The one like main pirate little underling guy. I think his name's like Vayne. We've been seeing since the episode. He escapes. He's like, you know what? You guys are gonna die. I'm out. I'm not doing this. Real hero. Okay.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, he was in the. I think it was the Skeleton Crew trailer. I think he was in the Skeleton Crew trailer. Now that I think of it. So I was like, that guy. Okay. So maybe he'll be like, I'm gonna go to my old other pirate gang, Hondo Naka. And we get Hondo back.
Yes.
Oh man, I miss Hondo.
Again, I think that there should be a combination of like Hondo and Quinlan Vos, and they're both played by my dad, and it's live action. I think that would be great.
Oh yeah, I can see it. But yeah, it's, I don't like it was really cool. I don't know how else to like really talk about it. Just it was awesome. You gotta watch it, the action part.
Yes.
And so they, everyone in Navarro comes back, and they get to start to rebuild their home, and Greef Karga offers the Mandalorians a plot of land to
Yes.
reestablish their covert
Very nice
there.
of him.
Yeah, no, he's the guy. I like Greef Karga
The man.
the guy. Yeah, and so then after that, Cree Bo-Katan and the armor like have a little aside while the armor is like she's like back in her old workshop, kind of cleaning it up, starting to build it, and they have this like very weird, very intense conversation. the armor's like, take off your helmet, and Bo-Katan is like,
For
what?
real?
She's
Yeah.
like, wait, like this is
Sure.
like, she's like, this is literally your whole thing. You made Din go to Mandalore, which you thought was poisoned, to get in, go take a bath, and like, because he took it out, like, and you're telling me to do it now. But she, hesitantly takes her helmet off. And the armor has like, she's like, Bo-Katan, like you've walked both ways. And we need to unite the Mandalorians. If you saw the Mythosaur, then you are the one to unite Mandalore. And we can take back our planet. And it was a really cool scene. And Bo has her helmet off again.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I missed her
Yeah, and
face.
she says that, like, yeah, like you said, like, but she says that to the entire crew, too. because they come out together, and yeah, just that's the start, you know, of Bo going to try to reunite everyone. And I love it because, you know, at least here she has support. Even though they're like they're still like a weird cult. They want to go back to or at least visit Mandalore. Some of them have never been to Mandalore before. And I think that's interesting too, because then there's like Mandalorian racism later. So I think that's really cool. And just, I always wondered, and now that, you know, I watched the finale, I know now, but like, I always wondered, like, what's there to retake for Mandalore? Like, there's no empire there. There's like, you know, that we knew of, like, there was nothing there. So what's to retake? You just go and you fix it. Like, just build a new thing. But, you know, later we find out that that is very much not the case. We do need to actually retake it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's also when I did mention the scene, like, when Bo walks with her helmet off through all the children of the Watch. It was, like,
awkward.
It was very awkward because they're all staring at her. Because they don't know the armor, like, told her it was okay. They're like, wow. So she's, like, giving up on us. Like, she's done. It was really funny. But this is, they're all kind of staring awkwardly. But yeah, but so she and Din go together to go try and bring both all the tribes of Mandalore together, or at least one other tribe, I guess. And we finish the episode with, we're back with Teva, and he finds a wrecked shuttle, and they look around in it, trying to figure out what happened. Because it's what Gideon,
the ship that Gideon was supposed to be in that would take him to trial, but
yes, it did not get there, clearly. So Gideon has escaped, and they find a fragment of Beskar alloy stuck in the wall. Not pure Beskar, mm-hmm. Beskar alloy. Yes. And so he's like, did Mandalorians free Gideon? And why did they do that?
How dare they?
Why? Like, especially it's like he literally destroyed their planet. Why would they? Why? Yeah.
There's a lot of like why for the, especially just these Mandalorian commandos that we, you know, find out that they are from like Rebels and stuff. Like that, like, why are they still doing this? Why do they hate themselves? I don't know. But anyway, the next episode is really interesting. Because they brought a lot of, like, actors and actresses that, like, are pretty, you know, famous, and I wasn't really expecting it.
It was amazing.
It was, but it was such an interesting episode, and I just was not expecting it at all.
No, this episode was great because I think it was created, I think it says before, but it was created in a lab to appeal to my mom, mm-hmm. because you have Jack Black, who she loves, and you already have Grogu, so.
Yes. Of course.
First thing. Jack Black, who she loves. Lizzo, who she loves.
Oh.
I hear Lizzo every morning. She loves Lizzo. And then it's a, like, murder investigation type thing. Like, it's basically a buddy cop show, and she loves shows like that. She loves Bones. She loves those kind of shows. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got Bo-Katan being cool. She likes Bo. So, like, literally designed in a lab for my mom. It's awesome.
Yes. it also had, what's his name? Oh, Fester from Adam's Family, like the OG.
Christopher Lloyd? Is that who you mean?
Yeah, not the OG
Yeah.
OG.
I it's
The
just
OG in
interesting
my
you'd say
heart.
it is interesting you'd say know him from that over Back to the Future. I feel like he's mostly known
I
as
like
Doc
Addams
Brown
Family
in
more than
Back
Back
to the
to the
Future.
Future.
Okay.
Wait,
Interesting.
it explains who we are, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know him more from Addams Family because that's what I watched over and over and over. I didn't watch Back to the Future that like I definitely watched it and I know it, but yeah, Addams Family forever. But yeah, I didn't recognize it at first, and I was like, man, that guy looks really familiar. And then I caught up to it.
Yeah.
But yes.
No, I
Yeah, so that
loved
sounds
this
really
episode.
good.
This might have been one of my favorite episodes of the
Yes.
season, if not The Mandalorian as a whole.
Dude, Grogu got knighted. I'm sorry, I'm
Oh my
skipping, but
gosh. No,
dude,
but it
he's a knight.
was this episode was so good. I was just fun. It was fun and we had a lot of cool moments. It was amazing. I love this episode. I don't care what anyone says. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, and
Yes.
we actually start this episode, and this is a Bryce Dallas Howell episode, by the way, so I knew I was gonna love it because she's the
Yes.
queen.
Yes, Slay.
But so this episode starts with you have this whole we're just like dropped into this whole like forbidden romance happening with the Quarren and Mon Calamari, and they're like escaping, and like she is like the ranking whatever, like the ranking officer, and he uses a prince and they're not supposed to be together. It's like if we just get dropped in the middle of it and it's beautiful, I want their book. Where's their
Really see
lost
anything
stars?
else from that either. Like,
No,
that's it.
it was just we just moved on. Sure, it was great. No, I was just I was like, yeah, this is great. This is gonna be a good episode. Yeah, and she has a little water tank that she sits in her ship, which is just it's just so good.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. And then, like, Axe Woves is there. I
Yeah.
also love
Okay.
Axe Wolves. I
Okay.
think he's
I swear
racist.
his name was Axe Wolves. I thought that was like I thought that was his name. I feel like I was going crazy when the caption said Axe Wolves. I've been calling him Axe Wolves for what, like 2 years or whatever, whenever Mando season two ended. I've been calling him that. I thought his name was Axe Wolves. I because like Filoni, you know, it's wolves. So I was like, I thought he was Axe Wolves, and then all the captions and stuff are like Axe Wolves, Axe Wolves, and.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's funny that like for certain Star Wars characters we just call them by their full name, their full government name.
I thought
Like
his
we're
name
gonna
was
just
Axe
say
Wolves.
Axe Wolves. Wolves? Yeah, Wolves.
I thought it was wolves. I'm kind of disappointed that it's not wolves. Come on, Fulham, you almost had it. You almost had another wolf.
It's close.
I just like what I feel like that
Close.
was a thing. I feel like that's what we talked about that when that episode of Mando aired last season. Like, oh, look at Filoni, Axe Wolves. I could have sworn we talked about that. Now I feel foolish. I mean,
It's okay, that's
I
how
don't
I
think
feel all the time.
I don't know if I ever talked about Axe Wolves with anyone after that episode aired, so I
To
guess it
go and
doesn't matter.
apologize to everyone you thought like
But I don't
they
think I
didn't.
did. I don't think I talked about him to anyone. But if I did, I definitely said Axe Wolves. Because I really thought that was his name. Because I was like, oh, haha, the Disney Plus captions misspelled his name. I guess.
Yeah. It's
Because they
okay.
misspell it sometimes.
Yeah.
They misspell names. Yeah, I don't know. I had to get that out. I thought his name was Axe Wolves for like 2 years. And it's
Okay.
not, and I'm sad about it.
You're forgiven.
But
Yeah,
yeah, so they
Axe
like
Wolves.
they're doing he and all those Mandos that Bo had kind of united And then, because she talked about it earlier in the season, she like united them, and then they're like, "Where's the dark saber?" And she's like, "Yeah, about that." And they're like, "Well, screw you. We're gonna go become bounty hunters." And it's like all of them together. They're not like Din Djarin, like just me and my bounty. Like it's they're the whole team. It was just, I guess, nice. You know, they're working together. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Oh, and
And then,
they use Gideon's ship, which is kind of cool.
yeah, and they like painted
Oh yeah, big
Mithras on the
Mythosaur on the
bottom.
bottom.
Yep. That's cool. But I didn't, I think it's dumb because they were, not that, but like, they were like, "Yeah, well, we're loyal. We're loyal, sorry." And I was like, "You're a liar. You left Bo-Katan. Bo-Katan,
I
whatever.
know.
Like,
Sorry.
you left her. Loyal? My, you know? Like, how dare you?"
Yeah.
Liar. But
But
anyway,
yeah, so
yeah.
they like so we have this like Romeo Juliet happening. And so and they like they interrupt it to come they were hired to come take the sun back
Yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, it
Yeah.
was just a great little scene to just drop into. Like,
Yeah.
we like literally drops into it, and it's like, okay, here's the deal. We got Romeo and Juliet with a Quarren and a Mon Calamari, and the Mandalorians are after them, and it's like, awesome, I'm in. It's
I still
great.
think that their species names should be switched. That's all.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem is Mon Calamari were invented before the Quarren. So
Yeah.
they made these guys like, oh, they're fish guys, Mon Calamari. And then they made like squid guys. I'm like, oh crap. I already used
Oh,
that name. We
man.
gotta think of a different name.
Yeah. But yeah, that was interesting and cute. Cute. Just interesting though.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah, that was our little opening scene, top tier. And then so we have Bo, Din, and Grogu go to the planet Plazar 15 looking for the Mandalorians, for Axe, Wolves, and Koska Reeves and all those people.
yes.
So they see the ships all like parked in their little like camp area, but they have to land on like this platform, like their ship, like the ship literally gets taken over remotely to land them on this platform, and they have to like go through security and stuff. Plazar 15 hired the Mandos for protection, so that's why they're here.
But they also can't have them in the city because they can't
Right.
like have weapons or
Yeah.
something because
So the
fire.
ship, the planet is run by like the former Imperials. So the New Republic is like, look, we're not allowed to have like an army because the New Republic doesn't want us to try an empire again. So we can't have them as an army, but we can have them as mercenaries hanging out outside the city to protect us. And so yeah, so they get on a little like train thingy and like zip through.
Yeah.
Yet another example of public transit. Another public transit scene in Star Wars. We're just collecting them at this point. And so Bo wants to go just to go to the docks for the Mandos, but they need to get like permission, and also they have like the royal couple, the leaders, want to see them first. So
Yes.
like, okay, side quest time. So they go. And it's the Captain Bombardier and and the Duchess and his wife, the Duchess. And who are they? It's Jack Black and Lizzo, because of course it is. It was
Okay, so
awesome.
again, I am dumb and I didn't watch the thing like immediately and thankfully, I don't get a lot of like I get some Star Wars stuff, but I don't like it's not like my entire For You page on TikTok or like Instagram or whatever. And so, like, I had a friend be like, "Is Lizzo in Star Wars?" And I was like, "What? Why would Lizzo be in Star Wars?" And she was like, oh, in The Mandalorian? And I was like, oh, goodness. and then it just got worse. And she was like, Jack Black, too. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? And so I had to immediately watch it. And, yeah, they were great. They were so, like, they were just, I didn't think that they could work so, like, I would have never fathomed that they could have worked so well together. And I loved their characters because, you know, they, like, finished each other's sentences and, like, stuff like that. It was so cute.
No, they had such good chemistry. And they looked, their costumes were beautiful. They looked awesome. Lizzie looked fabulous. Yes. Jack Black looked great. But yeah, it was crazy because, like, we get to that shot and I was like, oh, my God, is that? No. No, it's not. It. Oh, my God, that's Jack Black. Like, oh my God, I like turned to my dad. I'm like, that's crazy. It's Jack Black. That's crazy. And then the next shot, and I was like, is that Lizzo? I was like, Mom, get down here. Lizzo's in Star Wars. And she's like, no, she's not. And I was like, yeah. It's just so funny. So unexpected. Unexpected, but very welcome. It was, yeah. And they're just having a fancy little dinner party. And Lizzo has this, like, cool headpiece, and she has this, like, really fancy, like, flower thing. Just, like, a hologram. I don't know if it's, like, a hologram or what, like, floating behind her all the time. Mm-hmm. Looks fabulous. I can't wait to see that cosplay. Someone's gonna do it, I hope. She looked awesome. But, yeah, and so immediately, Lizzo's like, can I hold the baby? And Din was like, oh, he doesn't really like strangers, which is such a lie, by the way, Din, you liar. And Grogu, like, force jumps to Lizzo. It's just so cute. And Lizzo is holding Grogu. And she was Grogu for Halloween, I think, a year or two ago. It's just so funny. It was great. It was awesome. But yeah, so, like, basically, the issue they're having is that, so they use a lot of droids, mostly repurposed battle droids, to do, like, pretty much everything in this city. Like, people don't really work as much. It's mostly droids doing stuff. But some of the droids have been, like, malfunctioning. And so then we, like, see a little, like, highlight reel. And it's, like, the droids just, like, dropping things.
Yeah.
Running into people. Things. Like, nothing. It was kind of, it was, like, it was almost really nice to, like, lower the stakes for a bit. Like, not, you know, it was bad. It was an issue. But it's not like, yeah, these droids are going crazy and they start shooting people. It was, like, no, the droid just starts, like, pulling things out of suitcases. Yeah. It was just nice. You know, I feel like, you know, it's been so intense throughout the show. It was very nice to have, like, a problem, but not, like, no one's dying right now.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice.
Yeah. So they go to...
I also want to mention a funny little bit is, like, Pleasure 15 is, like, considered pacifist, and they don't have weapons. But they have their little workaround, right? Especially with the New Republic Charter. It's like, well, you guys are Mandalorians. Weapons are your religion. So we're just giving you religious freedom.
Yeah.
Which was an argument Din tried in the Book of Boba Fett, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So it was just funny to see, you know, Din got his wish, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just a funny little callback to that.
I think it was so funny, like, just Din, this entire, like,
he was episode. So funny in this episode. He was like, so, he's very funny.
Like, he just, like, he was like, uh-huh, yeah, okay, destroy some robots?
Yeah. That's good. He's like, oh, yeah, I hate droids, this will be great, I love droids, or I love messing with droids. But, yeah, so they, and like I said earlier, they literally just start an episode of, like, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Like, they're investigating this. They're, like, going to all the different, like, witnesses and, like, the security people and, like, talking to all these people and, like, trying to learn what's going on.
Too.
Yeah, they go down and talk to Ugnaughts, and Din, he says, like, I have spoken, and like, nice references to Queel, rest in peace. And they're like, learn about the city and all this stuff. Bo is not very good with the Ugnaughts,
No, I
but
mean,
Din
yeah.
knows how to talk to them and what to say, which is nice. And it was cool to see because I think, Bo really took a lot of the spotlight this season. And so it was nice to see Din get to teach her some stuff and show her like some negotiation skills. Because that isn't something her strong suit. That's not really her strong suit, is knowing how to like talk to people and how to like put your own ideas and stuff aside to talk to them. She's been learning that a little bit, but Din knows how to do that really well, and I think he start showing her some of the things she's gonna need to be a better leader and start to really reunite Mandalorians and rebuild the planet. This is nice. So they like they're going to investigate the droids. And so there's like a little line of we get to see some clone some battle droids, which is really cool. Like a B1 managing a bunch of B2s like carrying boxes or something. And Din just Bo is like
Oh my
talking to the
God.
B1, trying to like learn about what's going on, and Din just he's so funny. He starts kicking,
So
like,
rude.
he literally just walks up and just starts kicking them, like, in the back of the legs so they, like, stagger for a second. And most
Okay,
of them
but
just
my
keep
thing is,
going.
if I was a robot and I was getting kicked, I would also beat up Din
No,
and run.
it was like, Din, and even Bo is like, dude, stop. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just trying to find out which, like, if they're gonna malfunction. And he's like, he kicks a lot of droids, and most of them just keep going until finally one, and he kicked this one like way harder than he kicked the other ones because it falls, it drops its stuff, and it
So sad.
literally turns around and just clocks him. There's like a gong sound on
Yeah.
his helmet, and just starts running away. It was really funny. It just, because, honestly, the droid, like, and I love Din, but the droid hit him in the head, and I was like, yeah, he deserved that. That
Yeah,
was
he
so
did. That was so
mean.
rude of him.
And like I said, I feel like he totally kicked that one way harder than the other ones. That was just mean. But the droid starts running, so we have like a chase scene through the city streets, and it's kind of fun. And it's, the droid's like trying to knock stuff down, get stuff in their way, until eventually Bo shoots the droid and knocks it down. There's like little crime scene droids coming up. I will say, though, and I guess it did turn out that this droid was tampered with, but justice for this B2, it really didn't do anything wrong. This guy just shows up. Kicks him so hard it knocks him down. So what does he do? He thinks he's in danger. He knocks him on the head and just runs. He didn't hurt anyone. He was just trying to run away from the crazy guy kicking him. And the guy
He
chases him. Of
punched
course
him.
he's gonna get run. What?
He punched him, I guess, but
Well,
also,
but he
yeah.
didn't kick
That's
first.
how I feel when I'm playing Red Dead Redemption. Like, I literally went into town today and I was like, and this lady, like, I guess I was supposed to save her, but like, it was a side thing. Like, it was just like a, like, just NPCs being NPCs. And so one guy shot her, just a lady in the street. And so I went up and I beat the guy up. And then it was like, you're wanted for assault. And I was like, what do you mean? He shot this girl.
My gosh.
It's a frustrating world out there.
No, I'm just saying, I justice for this droid, for real.
Yes.
He did nothing wrong. He was defending himself. Like, Din kicked him. So what does the droid do? hits him in the head to knock him down and just runs. And he gets chased, so he tries to like knock some stuff down. You know, it's just a little property damage. You know, he just knocks some crates down to try and get away. And he gets shot. Justice for the B2. That was uncalled for, Din. Just rude.
Yeah. Well, I caught him. I mean, so.
It was just mean. But they find a little, like a business card. It's a little metal, like, business card thing. They call it a spark pad. I wonder if it's, like, a little lighter thing, like, for matches. I don't know. I don't know what a spark pad is. But it was a little business card thing. For a little droid bar, which is so cool. I'm so excited to see a droid bar called the Resistor. So they go to the Resistor, and this is where, like, when Din earlier was like guiding Bo through talking to the Ugnaughts, this is where Bo is like, Din, we're going to a droid bar. You gotta be cool, man.
Chill.
You gotta be so cool. Like, don't, like, look what you did to that droid. So they go in, and the droids are like confused, like, this is a droid bar, we don't have anything for you. So, but they talk to the bartender. There's a lot of cool droids in there. I really like, there's a really nice shiny blue protocol droid. He's very cool. I like.
Is that the one that was trying to run away?
Yes. Okay. he's shiny and blue. I like the fun color protocol droids, like Clone Wars, especially the one episode with the droid spa. There's like purple and green, like super fun color protocol droids. I just think it's fun when they're not just like, and this one's gold and this one's white and this one's bronze. This one's black. I just like seeing colors. So, but Din is like a bit of a dick to the droids in the droid bar. They're talking to the bartender, just kind of explaining what's going on and like what they're doing. Bo is like, dude, be chill.
And then I thought it was funny because the droid talks about how like they don't want this. Like, this isn't like smart for them to do. It's not like they're trying to do this, you know, because they want to have work, otherwise they're just going to get decommissioned and then humans are going to take their jobs. And I was like, wow, that sounds so much like when I'm cooking and then like, or like, I sometimes I would like in class when I would serve people, they'd like just the older people, like, I don't know why they make up the weirdest conversations, but whatever. And that, like, a few of them were always like, oh, how do you feel about, like, you know, new technology? You're a server, you might lose your job. And I was like, man, first of all, this is school. Second of all, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say about that. Like, that's such a fear here. Like, well, first, it was like, Mexicans are taking our jobs. Well, whatever. If you're not going to work your jobs, we'll take them. But now, like, it's robots and such. It's like, why are these people, like, yeah, it's whatever. But, like, I think it's funny that the turntables have turned. And, like, they talk about how, like, the humans are going to take their jobs because if they keep malfunctioning and they keep, like, hurting people, even though they're not killing anyone, like you said, they're just kind of like throwing trash and stuff. And like, then they won't have anything to do, and or they'll, like I said, get decommissioned, and then they won't have nice things like their nice bar, and like, you know, it's like they're worried about it too.
Yeah. Well, and I think also the bartender talks about, like, you know, like we're old, a lot of us are old droids, we're old separatist droids, you know, we could have been scrapped, a lot of droids get just scrapped, but we get a second chance here, like, we want to help.
Grateful.
Which is very nice. So, they talk a little bit, they figure out that the droid bar serves Nepenthe, which is like a special droid, like a lubricant kind of like keep them fresh.
It's pretty much a drug.
I don't know if I'm gonna say that. it helps them. It keeps them
Yes.
fresh. And it will like patch up programming stuff. And so all the droids, and so they kind of figure out all the droids who are malfunctioning took from the same batch of this stuff. So they go, and it's again, this was just an episode of like Law and Order. There's like the morgue scene. They like pull the tray thing out with that poor B2. And so they're like have like test they're doing tests on like little tubes of this stuff, and they figure out that there's been like a tampering with it. So there's like little nano droids or something in there, like reprogramming the malfunctioning droids. And because like even the little when they stick it in the like scanny droid to like scan it, that droid, because it's in the system now, like starts attacking them.
That's what I figured, because at first I was also confused on why, like, he was attacking. Uh-oh. On why he was attacking. But then, yeah, I guess it's just because it touched him. Touched
Yeah, well, he had to scan it. And if it was nano droids, like, they could escape. Be like, oh, here we go. Time to take over. I don't know. But yeah, so they like, kind of figure out and like do some scanning on these like little mini thingies. And they figure out they were ordered by the head of security, Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown.
Oh, and there were nano droids, right? Something that reminded me of Clone Wars, where the lady was putting nanobots in her husband's food and he exploded.
Oh yeah, that this episode also reminded me a bit of the episode that where it was actually an episode with Mandalorians where Ahsoka and the kids and stuff and they and have to or no this one so it was Padme I think and they investigate like someone's poisoning the school drinks
Yeah,
too.
the tea.
Yes. This episode definitely felt in the best way like an episode of Clone Wars.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Give me 1 second, I will be right back.
Okay. Okay, you know, you're all good. Yeah, so there's the nanodroids, and they find out that the head of security, Christopher Lloyd, is the one who ordered
That bought
them.
it.
Yeah, so they go over to him in his little, like, security office, and they're like, hey, we know what you did. And he's like, oh, well, I have this button that will make all the droids attack. And he gives like a little speech about like it was awesome. Again, this felt really like Clone Wars. He's like, well, you know, he's like, I never surrender to the Republic or the Empire. We need to follow Count
Yeah, he's like,
Dooku's
I was worse.
way.
I was a
Like
separatist. And we're all like, oh,
And he, it was a very fun little speech. And I think I've mentioned before, but I love, like, you know, I love the political parts of Star Wars, and it's like, yeah, how are the old separatists responding to the New Republic, you know, and how do they feel about, you know, they were fighting the Republic, and then they joined up with people who were in the Republic to fight the Empire, and now the Empire's over, and now they want a Republic again. Like, how, you know, like, what do you do? I think it was fun to see that referenced, and hopefully we get more of that brought up, preferably not from a maniac.
Yeah. I mean,
But
also we kind of had that in like Bad Batch a little bit. With the guy and, you know, Tech being like, oh, you're a separatist, and him being like, you know, we were people before the separatists were a thing. Like, yeah, I like seeing like small stuff like that. Even things that like I never asked for. I'm like, oh, that's some cool information. But yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, it was just cool. Also, while like this is all happening, oh, and I think he was giving a speech, and like no one really knows what to do because they don't want him to hit the droid attack button, and Bo like stuns him with a little dart, and she's like, ugh, politics. It was very Bo Katan moment. But also, while like literally while this is happening, they're playing like polo. Grogu, the Duchess, and the Captain are like playing polo, like space polo, and Grogu is helping them cheat by using the Force. It's just so silly.
Yeah, it's silly, but I love it. It was what I needed.
Was great. But yeah, so then didn't Bo bring the security guy in? And the Duchess and the Captain are like upset. They're like, "Oh, you were a friend, dude." He was like, "Me." And so he goes. They're like, "All right, go to jail." And or he like I guess exile. That's what it is. He goes. He has to go to the moon. And so the Duchess is like, "Okay, since you guys helped us, now you can go to the go hang out with the other Mandalorians," and she gives him the key to Plazar, which is just like an honorary thing, and she knights Grogu with a sword.
Yeah.
And he's a knight. She does the whole little shoulder thing. It's so cute. And then Din's carrying him away, and Grogu waves goodbye to Lizzo. It's so cute. Oh, this episode
Yeah.
was so good. I loved this episode.
It was good. I hope we see them again or
Oh, I'd
hear
love to
about
see
them
them again.
again.
Oh my gosh,
Like,
can you imagine the romance novel of Lizzo and Captain
there should
Bombardier?
be like a just a romance, like the
We need a romance collection.
yeah, like that, like where it's just
We
like
need
little
them,
stories where it's all romance and it's them and the Mon.
the Quarren and the Mon Calamari from this episode too. Just like everything.
Yes.
I love them. But yeah, so after we have our little side quest, you know, you have to do before you can get to the main cutscenes. They go to meet up with the Mandalorians, and Bo is like, "Hey, you guys are my fleet. I put you together. I'm taking you back." And Axe is like, "No, I'm the leader now." So they decide to fight for it. It's a really cool fight. They don't really use their blasters, but they're like flying at each other using their like little gauntlets and their knives. It was a really cool fight. And they're like little whip cord things. And their flame, it was just cool. They were using literally everything but their blasters. It was great. It was super fun to watch. And Bo wins. Because she's great. But
Yes,
she
I
spares his
like all
life.
the flying kicks that they do.
Yes. No, so many flying kicks. It was great. It was awesome. It was an awesome fight. So then Bo spares his life and is like, "Look, Mandalorians are stronger together. We need to bond." And Woves is like, "Well, that guy's not a real Mandalorian and he's in a cult." And Bo is like, she's like, "Look, he chose to be a Mandalorian. He's just as Mandalorian as everyone else." And Axe is like, "Well, you don't have the Darksaber, so you can't be in charge." And so then Din is like, aha, well, I got captured when I went to Mandalore. And then he won the Darksaber, and then Bo came and fought him and saved me, and she beat him, so the Darksaber is actually hers. Right? And they're like, oh yeah, I guess. And he gives Bo the
You got me
Darksaber,
there.
and she poses, and it's great. So yeah, I wonder how long Din's been sitting on that. Like, he's totally like, he kind of thought of that and was like, oh, I should save this for the right time. He's been sitting on that one. I also think it would have been really awkward if Axe won. And then Din, like, do you think Din would have said something? You think he would have been like, well, I guess we're viewers now? Or like, I mean, he just kind of kept it to himself. Because
I
I
think
think
he
he
would
would
have
have
kept
kept
it
it
to
to
himself.
himself. It's
Because
just
then Axe
funny.
Woves had it,
But we don't want Axe.
has it.
Axe really proved himself to me in the last episode here. But I still don't. He doesn't get the Darksaber. I don't think we want that. But yeah, so Bo got the Darksaber back. And she earned it. I think that was a big thing for her was she didn't technically earn it, in when she got it in Rebels. So I think the fact that, and she refused it when Din just tried to give it to her. So I think the fact that Din, like, was ready, he had the logic. He's like, well, you did earn it. I've just been carrying it for you, basically.
Yeah, it's so heavy for
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, no, poor Din is like lugging this thing around. It's too heavy for him. But yeah. So I love this episode. So good. So much fun. Because we have our little side quest. Super fun. Some good like Star Wars world building in there. And then we also still at the end kind of like tie it in to the main plot that's been happening over the season, which was super cool. Just so good. Bryce Dallas Howard always delivers.
Always.
We're so lucky to have her. Yeah, well, we are at over an hour and it is getting late and I have to be up for work tomorrow.
Was gonna say,
So,
yes, you have work.
and I know you have things. So, we will talk about the last two episodes. It kind of works, split it into two and two, because four episodes is a lot for one podcast. So we'll talk about the next two episodes next time here on Star Wars Geek Girl, The Spies and The Return. They're a really fun pair of episodes for the finale, and I'm super excited to talk about them, but I'm really glad I got to talk about Guns for Hire because I loved it so much. It's there's something to be
It's
said about
definitely.
Star Wars when you watch it and it just fills you with joy and it just makes you so excited. And that was Guns for Hire for me for sure. I was like, this is just fun. I'm having a great time. And sometimes it's what you want.
Sometimes it's what you need.
Yes. I know some people weren't a fan of this episode, and that's fine. It's your opinion. I loved
I'm a
it. I had a
loving
great
girl.
time.
How dare you? Good grief.
I
I don't want to
love
hear it
we
from
got
them.
Lizzo in Star Wars now. Maybe I've been listening to they recently released the second volume of DJ R3X songs from Galaxy's Edge, and there are some bangers in there. And now I'm
Well,
like, do you think we get Lizzo to write a song for Rex to play?
I recently watched the Super Mario Bros. Movie, which also
I
has
haven't
Jack
seen
Black.
that.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. But I was just there for Jack Black, who was Bowser, and he was great, and he writes a song in it, and it's very good. And yeah, the amount of Jack Black we're getting right now is, yes,
This is
yes,
Jack
Black.
Black's era.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to, what was I saying? You can listen to other podcasts that we've recorded, I guess, is what I was going to say, obviously. We also have starwarsgeekgirl.com, which you can listen to podcasts there. There's also, like, writing and things on there. Twitter and Instagram are at SWGeekGirl, and the Facebook page is Star Wars Geek Girl.
For the Rogue Rebels is therogue rebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page, the Rogue Rebels, and Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam.
All right, thank you so much for listening. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hey there, this is John Scalise. I'm the host of the Beskar Bucket podcast. We talk anything and everything Star Wars. Our goal is to highlight all of the different aspects of the Star Wars community, specifically all of the wonderful creators out there. You can find us wherever podcasts are found. You can also find me at John Scalise on TikTok. That's at JohnScalise. Thank you so much for listening. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.